Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. Amen. As I reminded you 2 weeks ago in my last sermon, the teachings of Jesus here in these last chapters are about the second coming of Christ, a time of hope when Christ will return. And this is important to the Matthean community because they are going through a very troubled time. All around them are political and religious difficulties. The rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. And given that similarity in others, perhaps there is hope for us in these final verses of Matthew as well. So, how many of you are like those good sheep and bring people and help people out by giving them food to those who are hungry, providing the thirsty something to drink, welcoming the stranger, contributing clothing to someone in need, taking care of someone when they were ill or visited someone who was incarcerated? Have you ever done any of that, ever? Well, I've got good news for you this morning if you have, even if you've only done just one of those things, and even if you have done them just once, then you are one of the good sheep. If you have done this to the little or the least or the last or the lost, you have done it to Jesus. You are blessed by God in heaven and invited to gather at God's right hand of blessing. You are already part of the royal rule of God prepared for you from the very foundation of the cosmos. Enter God's rest of peace. But of course, there is that other looming question out there. Have you ever neglected to do any of those things to someone who was in need? Have you had an opportunity to share your food with someone but didn't? How about the couple standing at the driveway at the grocery with the sign announcing their hunger? Anything helps. I'm afraid the way Washington is going there might be some more people out with them at the groceries. And have you seen someone who was thirsty and you didn't share your drink with them? Maybe you were afraid you might get their germs. Or were you in church one Sunday and saw that person that you met the Sunday before, but you couldn't remember their name, so you didn't say hello to them the second time because you were too embarrassed to have forgotten their name so soon? There are strangers all around us, but do we welcome them? Or did you spend too much time on something for yourself so that you didn't have something left over to help with a clothing drive, perhaps? Or maybe you meant to give something to the hurricane relief, but you were so busy at the time that you just didn't get around to it? Or there were so many hurricanes that you gave to the first few, but after a while, and with the fires and earthquakes and all the rest this summer, you just got tired of giving. On the other hand, do you know what a hassle it is to visit someone who is in prison? Jail's not quite as bad. Jail, you can just kind of show up in person, and visiting can go on pretty easily as long as the person that's incarcerated is still in Corvallis and not in another county. But prisons have all sorts of rules and timetables. And it's not so hard to visit people who are in a nursing facility or the hospital. But if they're in behavioral health, that's a different story. There are all sorts of hoops you have to jump through there. Most of us, if not all of us, would have to admit that we have fallen short somewhere along the way when it comes to the sheep and goats passage. Sometimes we are simply unaware of the need, but at other times the need presents itself clearly and we choose not to give. And it may be for a very good reason. If it means feeding your neighbor in need or your own child, then your priority should probably be with your own child. So, dear people, given the realities that we are in both the sheep and the goat camps, where does that leave us? In everlasting punishment? Quite the contrary. When we read this parable in the context, we learn that the purpose of these parables is to teach us to trust God. In this case, and here is where the importance of the first lesson in Ezekiel comes in. In the first place, all of these lessons point to the importance of placing our trust in God and not in our own efforts. It's all easy to do the right thing one moment and the next turn around and mess up, or even do the right thing but for the wrong reason, such as to make ourselves look good in other people's eyes. In Ezekiel, God is the good shepherd who takes care of the flock, seeking every good for them. God provides all we need for daily life, plus freedom from danger and fear. In our Christian context, we usually think of Jesus as the good shepherd. But here in Ezekiel, it is God, our Creator, who is the shepherd and provides for the flock. In the ancient Near East, the king was expected to tend to their subjects, especially those who were the most vulnerable. So also God takes on that role with God's people. Not only takes it on, but does it better than any human rulers. God, in God's righteousness and loving kindness, has promised not only to take care of our needs in this life, but also to make the kingdom of God to us real today as well as in the future. God provides a rest of peace, seeks out those who are lost, bringing back those who have gone into the goat camp. Furthermore, our good shepherd binds up the injured and gives strength to the weak. Moreover, God is the shepherd of both the sheep and the goats. Shepherds in the ancient Near East had mixed herds of both animals. That's why the parable has them both together, and they needed to be separated. In fact, if you needed a lamb for the Passover, you could either use a sheep or a goat. Exodus 12:5. The good news this morning is that we can trust God to put us in the right group. All of us who have helped those in need, yet all of us have failed to help those who are in need. Yet each of us can expect that God, our shepherd, would provide the justice and love we need to bring us, each of us, into the royal rule of God. The God who cares for each part of creation loves and cares for you as well. Because that love is dependable, the promise to see us through that love is dependable too. The good shepherd calls when we stray to bring us back into God's love. The same shepherd seeks us out and all who are lost, that we might find ourselves in communion with God and with one another. And this good shepherd provides abundantly at the table of grace, not only for our bodily needs, but also our spiritual needs as well, that we might be in the kingdom now and always. Amen.